Throughout all of history, they've only talked about the fame, never the hard work, never the elbow grease, never the early call time.
I've noticed a lot of male comedians now just use that voice. That's every other person in the world's voice now. It's just that voice. Like,
male comedians do that?
Maybe female too. I just noticed that. I don't know with who.
Nick Kroll.
Louis C.K., Jim Gaffigan, they just do the Valley Girl now whenever it's anyone.
Oh yeah, Jim Gaffigan does that.
Yeah.
Just doesn't have to be a Valley Girl or a person like that.
No.
It's just the part of that. I love it though.
So
I'm done with that.
We're talking to Monica.
Yeah.
Persich.
Yeah, see, she...
Monica Persich.
I was like, I have no idea how to say your last name when I first met you.
What would your guessing have been?
I still don't, even after you've said it. Perick.
It's confusing. Aww.
Persich.
It's fine. I would suggest changing it.
Everyone's gonna fucking know my name.
We're here with Monica Persich.
On Fresh Air.
I did, a few years back, went with Monica Lee, which my middle name is L-E-E, for a film or two.
You're Asian, right?
And then everyone thought I was either Asian or a porn star, so I just went back to Persich. I thought I would just represent
my
real last name.
I literally just now found out that you are not Asian and a porn star.
Although...
My questions are now completely irrelevant. Well, I don't know. We'll try it out and see.
Well, for the people that are just listening right
Hong
now...
Hong Kong Dong was your first movie, right? Sorry, continue.
We're talking to our wonderful friend Monica. She's an actress and a comedian, and you have a YouTube channel. Tell us about your YouTube channel.
I did. I just dove into the world of YouTube. And
are you enjoying it?
I don't know if I'm very good at YouTube.
Why is that?
I don't get it. No, I I don't know if I'm not good at YouTube.
Well, the stuff that
but
that
at
I've
least
seen
I put some stuff
pretty
up.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Like the stories that you recreate.
Yes,
they're amazing. Like it's a great idea.
I do want to run with that idea a little bit more. It's proven to be a bit of a production doing these reenactments. So basically. Sure. I've gotten people to tell a story from their life. I like to call them confessions. And pretty much any interesting story from your life that you can kind of tie up in a very nice little package. Well, we edit them down a little bit, but I usually play the person telling the story. A lot of the time it's been an 8-year-old male, but those things turn me on. So,
whoa.
Hello.
Hi.
I like to be little boys.
You and Andrew would get along just fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just like to be men a lot of the time.
And there's this person on your it's Thrust Dixon.
Thrust Dixon.
Yeah.
And you're not a porn star.
He is. He's like closet. He used to be in the game.
Really?
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that might be his next saga. He might find out he has an STD. And just like interview every woman in his life, which is just gonna be a montage.
That's pretty funny.
10,000 plus.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Well, you could also interview dudes too, and that would be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thrust Dixon.
You know he's gotten around. He's blacked out, so there's been some nights. Yeah, my YouTube channel, you will get to know Thrust Dixon. You will see these confessions. And I'm thinking I kind of want to pitch confessions maybe to some networks or some, you know, online Hulu, Netflix, whoever.
Yeah, yeah.
Even smaller ones. I mean, that's aiming pretty big. But
Hulu does web series and also like shorts.
Yeah.
Which would be very, very cool.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you have like 15 or 20 of them, and just say, hey, here they are. Show them on your site. And
that's
I know
the
that
plan.
There's a lot of shows that do have this like grassroots kind of approach to it, where Hulu will get their videos for pretty much for free. And then it's basically you can just say, hey, listen to or watch our videos on Hulu, and you can get money that way, like by hits.
Yeah, that's what cool. That's what I'm hoping. So hopefully someone would latch on to that idea and help me fund it a little bit.
There are also companies like Maker and a company called Fullscreen, who just own Maker. A bunch of YouTube channels and.
Yep.
Well, our friend Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon
works at Maker.
Shannon helped me just really go for the YouTube channel, so
that's good.
I'm forever grateful to her for that. Yeah, and Maker's a great place. I'm just seeing what's going on. I've been all around, so I hope to put up more videos. I want to start collaborating with. I have so many friends who write sketches and do comedy, and they put out great videos, and so it's just so much more fun when you're with a bunch of people just shooting the shit.
It's hard when you're by yourself.
It's hard when you're by yourself all the time. Just us and our cats.
Yeah. You okay over there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Don't wanna be.
Did you see the video of that guy at the Las Vegas airport?
No.
Oh, he was there overnight, so he made a music video of himself singing all by myself.
Oh, yes.
Dion singing it.
Yes, yes, yes. That was on.
Can check that out.
You should.
Oh, what show was that?
It's not as good as your stuff, but.
Look at these guys.
It has like 11 million hits.
They have to give me compliments because we are trapped in a room. It's 100 degrees. I'm back sweating all over this couch. Just so you know, you're gonna
the couch was free.
You're going to have a present later.
I'll put it on low. How about that?
It's wet back here.
Can Thrust Dixon come on the show at some point?
Oh my God, please. Thrust back.
Well, sure.
He only travels with two women minimum, though.
Well, tell me about Thrust Dixon.
It's a three-person couch, so.
Yeah, there we go.
Whatever.
About Thrust Dixon, sorry.
Yeah. No.
I got him. Okay.
What's he like? If we saw him in public, we'd be like, that guy's cool. or would we be like, I don't know about that guy.
Probably a little bit of both. He's the coolest, creepiest guy you will ever know.
He knows how to dance.
I'm still making some character decisions for him because he was actually born years ago on Halloween. And this video that I did, I knew I wanted to be like this man for Halloween. It was very much inspired by.
Oh, this isn't a real person?
Thrust really loved the movie Borat. No, I'm just kidding. So that was a big time for me. It was kind of during my obsession with Borat. And then I just sort of mixed in Tom Selleck and Burt Reynolds and a 70s porn star into my brain. And kind of Thrust Dixon was born. And that Halloween, I just totally... And I did the tracksuit before Sue Sylvester, I'll just have to say. He wore a green tracksuit. And I used a empty plastic water bottle as his... junk, because I just knew that he was going to be rubbing up on people all night. So I got a great mustache, a great wig, and I don't even like know the voice that I did, but he just obscenely hits on women and rubs up on them, and that's what he did that year on Halloween. And so many men that night found out that I was a girl and didn't know or believe me. And when they did, it was like that scene in Ace Ventura when he was like in the shower, just like crying, like scraping his tongue. Like I just saw so many dudes' brains explode, and like they went home and did that, where they were just like, "It's a chick, no."
Wait, they were disappointed that?
Oh, they were terrified. I mean, college boys—they're not really, you know, fully.
I would
able to grasp.
Wouldn't they be yet. Like relieved? Like, oh, it was a water bottle.
Like, so
that
upset.
Was inside of me.
They're so insecure. Yeah, they were very upset. But he was born that night, and then he always lived in my heart. But I just did this video, and I think it shows the essence of him. And so now I haven't decided if he's mute and his bad bitches speak for him or not.
Oh, that's
that might be the case. Like he kind of just like gestures and grunts.
He's an attractive man. I'm going to say that. Whenever I first saw Thrust, can I just call him Thrust?
Yes,
Thrust.
Mr. Dixon.
Would be the respectful. Whenever I saw Mr. Dixon for the first time, I really had no clue. Like, I was like, is that Monica?
Really?
I should show you pictures. You should bring it up on your laptop.
Andrew's like, no, I knew it was her.
I'll see you guys later.
Just Thanks. All right. See you later. No, but I was very, shocked. I was like, and still, even to this day, like today, I was like, I don't know if that is her. And I did, you know, I was thinking it's probably a character and she's doing it. And are you okay over there? You're ruining the microphone.
Loud. Hey guys.
Get
Sorry.
It together.
But even to this day, I was like, I know that it's a character, but, I didn't want to be like, I didn't want to just assume that it was you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is how sweet you are.
Aww. But, you know, I'm like, is that you? Because I didn't want you.
Awesome.
I didn't want you to be like, do I look like a dude? Like,
right?
No, I'm not.
I mean, the fact that I'm like 6'2 definitely helps in my cross dressing.
That's
people
true.
Do
That's
believe
true.
That.
This is a good point.
Not a large, not a lot of large women.
I love that there's an ad for the TV show Suits that comes before this video.
I mean, a big time.
Yeah.
Trying to get them pennies, you know what I'm saying? Watch the whole ad.
I didn't. I already fast forwarded.
Is that how is that how they make? You have to watch the whole ad for the people who make money.
I actually don't know. Oh, we'll have to ask Shannon.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. She'd be a good person to talk to.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think that's what I heard.
Yeah.
I think you have to watch the whole thing.
Because if that's the truth,
then
no one's making money.
I know. I just watch like 4 of my videos every day. Watch the whole ad. No, I'm just kidding. Well, that's good to know. I like tripping people out.
Yeah, I had no clue.
Holy
no
mother clue of God.
Isn't it amazing?
Well, I will have to say, I had some amazing help on that shoot. So my boyfriend shot it.
Yeah.
He has his own production company, which is Dynasty Films, and he does amazing work. He shot all the time lapses for Breaking Bad.
Oh, no shit.
Oh.
And
we will have to talk to him on this podcast.
I think that he would be a great person to talk to.
I'm kind of over you.
Okay, hold on. We call him. No, he's like, can I be your phone a friend? I'm like, yes, we will. We'll call you.
Yeah.
So he shot that on a red camera. We spent a little bit of money on this shoot.
Oh, that's great.
Because it was just so much fun, and we were able to collaborate on it. But we got an Oscar and Emmy-winning makeup artist to come and help me for a very reduced rate, and he just put that mustache on me, filled out my eyebrows, stuck on my chest hair, and did this weird like tattoo ink splatter on my face that just kind of made it look like a rougher man skin.
Right.
And it just seemed like he just like sprinkled fairy dust. It just took him 2 seconds, and it was just
it's so amazing on what
I love it.
People that actually know what they're doing,
yes,
especially makeup, can make someone look. I mean, special effects especially.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It was incredible. He's just been doing it for so long, and it took him just... It was amazing. And then he brought in his good friend, the hairdresser for LA Confidential, and she just, combed out my wig for me, and she's like, nope, that'll do. It was magical.
That's incredible.
That was such a fun day. I just knew that I wanted him to do a music video. At first, I wanted it to be Magic Man by Heart, but we decided on this song.
That would have been pretty good, too.
That was what I envisioned in my head. That's where the idea came from. And then we found this song by Francis and the Lights, which isn't really a well-known band, but it was just like the perfect, funky, sexy song, not a lot of lyrics.
Yeah.
And then I was like, he needs bad bitches. Like, they need to have tattoos. Should they be black? Should they be sexy?
Right.
And then Brian, my boyfriend's like, it needs to be in black and white. It needs to be in slow motion. I'm like, there needs to be milk. Can we pour milk on them?
Is that milk? That's milk. Okay. Well.
And so we just wanted milk, and then that's what happened. And a lot of people love it, and they get it. And a lot of people are like, I don't get it. And they feel like it went over their heads. I'm like, it's not supposed to mean anything.
Right.
It's definitely like a high art concept, but it means nothing. It's just our weird brain.
Well, it's an introduction to the character.
So I'm excited.
Because you don't really get
a
lot of... I mean, you're probably watching it right now, aren't you, Andrew?
Just don't talk to me.
I mean, you don't really get a ton from it, like character development of the person, mm-hmm. but it would be really cool if you had some kind of arc, and then at the end he actually says something,
right?
And it's, you know, in a voice that you don't really expect.
Yep.
Like yours, perhaps. I don't know.
I know, because there's, yes, instead of just trying to do a man voice.
Yeah.
I love just that throw curveball. One of the recommended videos after this one ends is a Richard Dean Anderson interview, who played MacGyver.
Perfect.
They're totally the same thing. Yeah,
great.
I think that you should get sexual reassignment surgery if you haven't already. Because.
But I love being a woman.
Do you?
Most of the time, yeah. I do.
It's good.
It is very fun.
It's good to be comfortable.
Sure.
Where are you from originally? Speaking of warm, let's go deep.
Let's go way back.
Where do you think I'm from?
I feel like you told me once, and I didn't pay attention.
The love glove, the mitten, Michigan.
Oh right.
Yeah.
30 minutes south of Detroit, on an island in the Detroit River called Gros Isle, is where I grew.
Called who? Gros seal?
Gros eel.
Eel. Gros eel.
Oh, gross and eel.
Why isn't it pronounced isle? That's what it is. It's eel.
No idea.
It just is. Well, huh. Just a large
it's
island.
Not Irish.
But it's not large at all. Hmm. Yeah.
Is it like, was it Mackinac Island up north where you...
not quite as beautiful and
you can only use,
horse and carriage.
Yeah. You can't have ATVs on there or anything.
That is a nice place.
Yes, it is. It is.
It's yeah.
I visited Sault Ste. Marie when I was... God, I was in college with my parents.
Aww.
It was one of our only vacations that we actually went. Like, this is what we're doing. We had, like, an agenda. And
you didn't,
yeah.
like, take an RV with you to
Yeah, we didn't
somewhere.
Have work to do. So, yeah, we went to Sault Ste. Marie and hung out on the Canada side as well.
Very nice.
And Canada is very clean. But, yeah.
That's yeah, beside the point. The little island that I'm from, one side is Canada, so you could swim to Canada if you wanted to.
Whoa. Windsor, right? Windsor's right there.
I'm just impressed.
Yes.
I don't mean to.
Windsor. Wait, is that what it was?
We went to a...
Windsor's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would go there because you'd be 19 to drink.
Yeah.
You went and got crazy. I'm doing the comedian voice now. I'm all I gotta do. That's voice. Hate myself. Anyway.
I was in a fraternity in college, and we would go to Windsor and go to the strip clubs at the age of 19. That was amazing.
Yeah. Yep.
It was fun. This place called
Felt
Jason's,
cool.
which I thought was a gay club.
Yeah, you'd think.
And I was like, guys, I don't think we should go in there. And they're like, no, let's go. And I'm like, all right. And the kind of strippers that are there at 12 o'clock in the afternoon aren't really the ones you want to see. But
they're the only ones you want to see. I do remember going to a strip club in the middle of the afternoon, and it was seriously skeezy businessmen like on their laptop in a suit,
oh, yeah.
just like having their lunch. Like,
oh,
this
they
is
have
great.
A pizza buffet. Sweet.
This is great.
Ugh.
That was during my time at Michigan State University.
Oh.
Ah, MSU.
Yes, yes. MSU Theater.
Made famous in the movie American Pie.
So that's your...
That was Michigan, the University of Michigan.
You were a Spartan then.
I
is
was.
That correct? Yes.
Whatever. It's all the same.
It is.
Green and white.
Same.
It is,
I don't
right?
care.
That's what you said. Let's talk about the recession and how it's affected Detroit. Let's spend 30 minutes on this topic.
Does
your house have electricity?
It does.
Well, you lived near Detroit, so you probably knew a lot of people that lived and worked there, obviously. Lived there, but worked in the car manufacturing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents?
My dad actually took a job after he fake him out retired and then worked for 5 more years and then actually retired. He worked at an auto auction, in the automotive industry, and I actually ended up working there, too, which was very strange.
Yeah.
And my brother... does the same. He works on cars. He races cars. He's a big auto nut. So
it's were you the one at the auction that was like the Price is Right girl who would come out and be like, this 1984 Ford Pinto has 3 wheels. And
I fucking wish. Oh my God. Pardon.
Walk out in like a bikini in the middle of February.
Yes. And I really wanted to be the only female auctioneer there, but they just
can you talk fast? Try it.
I don't even know. And that would just turn into a reggae song. But those guys really were incredible.
Oh,
I just had to sit at the bottom of the auction while all the papers just like came out of the printer at a million miles an hour and like staple them together and be like, sign this, go. It was very exciting. And then I started an illicit love affair with a like old weird car dealer man, and it was just crazy.
Really?
Wow.
But anyway,
yeah.
What was the question before that? Detroit. It is terrible.
I wasn't serious, but if you want to answer, go ahead.
I was going to ask
people
about your
really
parents.
Care about Detroit. My parents.
You have a wonderful story about how you got your name.
You remember.
I do remember. Would you like to inform Andrew? Because he probably forgot.
I don't.
Just like he forgot everything about me. He doesn't care about me at all.
We have we have Mackinac Perrick on the show today. Am I pronouncing that right? Name? Is it Perrick with a P?
Persich.
Mackinac's the coolest name.
Mackinac is
pretty. It sounds very American Indian.
Oh my gosh. That's what I'm naming my daughter. So my parents like to tell this story, and they like to start telling it to me as early as I can remember. So they were on a drug-fueled road trip, and they started, well, they drove from Michigan to California, and then they first went to San Francisco to visit one of their best friends, Robert Hall, who played a big part in my life. He's a great guy. He's quite a character, and he was pretty heavy into some junk at that time, I think. It was the early 80s. People were partying. Mid-80s. I won't age myself. It was the mid-80s. So I guess they picked up some drugs. They're getting crazy. They drove down to L.A., and decided to stop in Santa Monica and get a little crazy that night. We know where this is going.
And that's, I guess, why your name is Santa.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, my hippie-ass mom, they were like, seriously, told me this. Like, we're fucked up on this. We're doing this. You know, we got it on. And your mother just said that was it. I'm pregnant. I know it. And then they said, if it's a girl, if it's a boy, we're naming him Santa. And if it's a girl, we're naming her Monica.
Really?
Boy, and 9 months later,
sure lucked out.
9 months later, Santa was born.
Thrust Miss Dixon Monica was born.
Thrust Dixon really was.
So did you come back to L.A. to really be where you belonged?
Yes.
Because that's where it all started.
I came back to my roots where it all started.
Have you actually lived in Santa Monica before?
Have I lived there? Mm-hmm. I haven't, but wait. I would like to know the hotel if it's still there.
So is your brother's name like Pittsburgh? Or?
It's actually Sault Ste. Marie.
Oh, that's too bad. Sault Ste. Marie Perrick. Am I pronouncing that right?
It's Persich, people. P-E-R-C-I-C-H. Google and YouTube. And
Pittsburgh Perrick. Oh, St. Marie.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So they're crazy. No, my parents are great. They're wild. They're weird. Well, you have, and that's why I'm weird.
What I like about you in general is the great stories you do tell.
Aww.
So just keep telling good stories. It'll be okay. Now, remember, we were talking about doing stand-up before as well. We haven't done that. And why did I bring that up?
Because you guys still haven't done it, and I still haven't done it. So we're about to do it.
I did stand-up forever. I paid my dues.
Yeah, he did.
But. Andrew gave me a crass. It was crass.
Crass.
Crash course in stand-up comedy.
I vaguely remember that.
You did, and you inspired
me, like,
and
Michael,
I still want to do it.
Michael Perrick is coming over, and he wants to know how to do stand-up.
He wants to know everything you know.
About stand-up.
So, we did make a pact, JJ, and I'm getting more serious. Because I had the stories, and I'd written them out, and I talked to you guys, and...
That's right.
Just recently, I'm kind of getting serious.
Yeah?
But I don't just want to do it to be like, oh, I want to try it. I want to...
Sure.
Like, do it right.
Have some shit to say.
You want
to
dive in and
I want to
get dirty.
Now, but I'm just going to go to a few open mics and not tell anyone and then see what happens.
Do you want to get real?
I want to get fake. I want to fake them out. No.
You know,
of course I want to get real.
You know what would fake them out?
I know what would fake them out.
Thrust Dixon.
I think I would like to do it as characters.
See, that would be cool.
That would blow people's minds.
That would be
if you went up and
I
at the end.
I want music. Like, I want characters.
Well,
how do I have to? Yeah.
They don't.
Now
they
that
don't,
we've given it away,
they don't have a female, you know, Ali G or Borat. I mean, that's
yeah, true.
I mean, you belong on Comedy Central. You're waving right now.
Like I'm in the back of a homecoming car. See you guys.
Now you've worked in television before, right?
No. Did I tell
did
you?
You sold
story did I
TVs
actually
at Circuit
you?
City, right? People can still hear you even if you do that with your with your hands. By the way,
Well, you didn't. I mean, I don't remember you telling me much of anything. But well, I mean, I've heard something, but I'm not going to say. You can say it, but. But you worked on you were on a sitcom briefly, right?
Huge role. I,
huge
you
role.
Know, was a reoccurring character.
Right.
I Had many lines.
Yes.
Many lines. Yes. No, I jumped up and down in a bikini on Two and a Half Men.
Yep.
With a bunch of other tall ladies. Right. And it was fantastic.
Right.
When did you do that?
Oh, God. That was a couple years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, somehow you got there.
Yeah.
So, how did you get there? Like, tell people...
Like, in a car?
That may not know how to even...
I biked that day.
Even start.
Huh.
You know? Because, I mean, this is a podcast about advice and about...
Yeah.
What's going on and the industry.
And I'm still figuring it out.
Right.
So I think patience would be the first lesson.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to know what the fuck's happening for at least like 3 years. At least that's how it was for me.
Right.
Unless, hey, you could be really lucky and just like book a TV series in your first week out here. Who knows?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Sure.
It does to some people.
Really?
The actress on our pilot said that she, every role she's gone in for, she's... Or tested for, she's gotten in her life.
That's amazing.
Oh.
Anyway.
Sometimes you're ready at that moment. Sometimes you gotta grow and develop and figure out. Yeah, I'm a completely different person than I was when I moved out here. I was 23 and it was 09 and I just turned 29. It's 2014.
Congratulations. Thank
you. Now, how tall were you when you moved out here?
I was 4'7.5".
Holy shit.
So there's something in the water out here.
A lot of growing.
Something going on. I don't know. I'm pretty unconventional just in my life. So I've taken an interesting road so far out here. I mean, I definitely, you know, you come out and you want to sign up for Actors Access and LA Casting and try to find representation.
Sure.
I don't really know if mail outs work. I probably wouldn't waste a lot of time and money on putting pictures into envelopes and sending them.
What are mail outs? Because I have no idea.
Put your headshot and a cover letter and resume and find agencies that you think you'd be good for and send them out in the mail.
For somebody that's not in LA, is that something that is normal? Like,
it's worth a shot.
If someone were someone in Michigan.
I mean, you would probably want to be living out here just in case they wanted to.
Yeah, true.
Can you come in for a meeting tomorrow? Nope.
I live in Minnesota. I mean, if you're planning on moving here and you're still somewhere else, definitely do some research on the agencies that you would be interested in.
Yeah, but we get those things at the company that I work for. Those and people that will send out, like, my acting group is doing a showcase.
Mm-hmm.
They get tossed every time.
And why is that?
We're just like,
We don't.
We have enough people coming in that like are referrals and people that we know.
Right.
And why are we going to like take our time out of like, I could go be having a dinner with an agent or meeting with a client who's already making me money. Why am I going to take the time to go, you know, drive to West Hollywood and sit in a tiny unair conditioned theater for 3 hours watching people struggle to act?
Okay.
It's going to be okay, kids.
That was my...
It's going to be okay. It's true.
Sorry to sugarcoat it. Everyone.
No, I know. And it's true. I mean, think about your life, like how busy you are. Do you have really time for these? And everyone's like, but everyone deserves a chance and blah, blah, blah. And it's true, but you have to keep plugging away. And that's how you meet people. And that's how you get referred. And that's how you, you know, eventually start forming relationships with people and working with people. And I mean, it's taken me that long. That's kind of where I am at now.
Yeah.
So I haven't actually been auditioning for a while because I wasn't feeling like I was getting good auditions. I didn't really have great representation, and I also wasn't actively searching for great representation
because
I didn't feel like I had a lot of content that was really representative of what I could offer. So that's why I was like, I'm just going to do some of my own stuff, produce my own videos. So that's why I did the YouTube channel, and now I kind of feel like I have a little more to show, so I'm going to kind of go... search out some new representation because I would love to get back into acting and not just stuff that I make.
Right, exactly.
But it's good to be making stuff.
Absolutely. So that was really important.
Would you see yourself, like, let's say in 10 years, would you see yourself being more as a producer or a writer, or would you want to be an actor?
I'm a performer at heart. Okay. I love it. I do. I absolutely love it. But I have had the chance to produce and do more, but that's just so helpful to your performance ability, too. Just kind of knowing the other side.
How did you get 2 and a Half Men? I'm legitimately curious. Were you, like, walking by Warner Brothers?
No, and so this is kind of going back to the fact that I feel like I haven't really even gotten a chance with representation yet to even like get out on legit auditions.
Right.
But the one person who was representing me, it was fine. That was okay. Because of my height. Because I got in the door. So it was a volleyball team.
Right. Right.
So I got called in. We did a little bit of an audition and I got chosen. So that was great. So that was one thing my height was useful for. I was pretty excited.
Do you get asked to change a lot of light bulbs? Are you a basketball player?
Resume. Do you want to kill Andrew right now?
No.
You sure?
This is my everyday.
Really?
I just want you to...
It's so hard when people are just like, why are you so tall? Like, do you play basketball? Are you a model? Do you play volleyball? It's like, I'm just a person. But thank you for talking to me. I mean, I talk to a lot of strangers on a daily basis.
Do you really? Like people come up to you and they're like, wow.
Yes.
And you're like,
And it depends if I'm feeling sassy or nice, or if they're creepy or just legitimately curious. But either way, it's just weird.
Do you feel like it's more appropriate for people to do that? You can't really go up to a little person.
Exactly.
And be like, you are so tiny. Because...
Yep. You don't go up to a little person. You don't go up to, like, an extremely obese person. You're like, why are you so fat, motherfucker?
But you, like, but you go up to a super tall person.
Like, why? Yeah. Like, are you this? Are you that? Why are you so tall? Are your parents tall? What's going on? What? Let's talk about this.
I was.
Is there less oxygen up there?
How's the weather up there? No, it's real. People.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. But the best information I got was the Tree Toppers Club, which is a tall person's association, which is headquarters are out here. And what? I recently met an old woman who met her husband there.
Write that down.
So men, you have to be 6'4" or taller. Females, I believe it's 6 foot or taller. The Tree Toppers?
That's tip just top, sexist.
Tip Top Club? Tree Top
Club? Oh, you don't even know the name of it?
It's
Are you making this
like
up
that.
As you go? That'd be awesome. So what do?
They just meet up and go places together being tall.
They hang out at the
mall.
They
hang out and they bond.
They get kittens out of trees.
I mean, maybe they're looking for some baby-making partners. I don't know, but I think it's more of just like a hang sesh for tall people.
That's amazing.
So that was the best information I got from talking to random people about my height. Yeah.
Have you ever like lopped off a piece of your head with a ceiling fan?
Yeah, I've hit a lot of ceiling fans. Most terrifying thing in the world. I was playing with my boyfriend's baby on my shoulders, walking through the house.
Or Mackinac.
And if he wasn't like, stop, I would have got the baby's head chopped off by a ceiling fan. It is so dangerous. I hope I don't kill my children for the first 2 years of their
tonight
life.
At 11.
Yeah.
Baby decapitated by ceiling fan.
By evil tall woman.
Oh god, thank god.
Yes.
What, my life would be over.
Just murdered. This would be a very different podcast.
I'm going through a lot right now. I'm on heavy medication. So no, I haven't given up yet. I feel like I'm just beginning. Okay.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I think it's good that you're making your own material.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Because you're acting. And no one can be like, no, you can't act. You're not right for this. You're like, I'll make something that's right for me.
Do you have something in the pipeline right now of like what you're wanting to work on? Because we kind of briefly touched on it, but...
I mean, I'm going to do as much as I can with the material that I'm putting out there.
Yeah.
Keep coming up with more ideas. But I'm excited to see what happens getting back on the audition circuit.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping for that next level of auditioning.
Can you talk about how auditions are run and how... Because I've heard that it's not fun. It is... can be...
I think it's fun if you make it fun. It's terrible if you make it terrible.
Well, that's a good attitude.
It's not the worst thing. Like I said, it's hard to say because I haven't gone on a lot of bigger auditions or that people like representatives have sent me out on. I mean, you can find auditions all the time through these casting websites, and anyone with a fucking like flip phone can have a casting and a show or whatever, you know. When I first moved out here, there was a lot of shady auditions.
Really?
People, I mean, and you, you really do have to be careful because you think everything is just like a great opportunity, and you definitely got to get out there. But, you know, doing student films and stuff like that is always good practice. And
that's what I was
told. One out of 100 of those people might actually end up being a great director or something like that. But it really depends. I mean, you go all over the city. Sometimes you can get in and out. Sometimes you're sitting there waiting in a room full of a bunch of people that look just like you, you know, whatever it is. Sometimes you actually have a scene to read. Sometimes you actually have to prepare a monologue, which is exciting because that's hardly ever asked of you. So it's exciting when you actually have material. And then a lot of the time, I mean, I've had things where it's like, okay, smile, bounce around a little bit. Turn around.
What?
Oh, yeah, you didn't know this was zombie killers with breasts on their asshole? Oh, yeah, that's what you're auditioning for.
Wow.
It's everything. It's really everything. Jeez. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's usually 2 to 10 people sitting in a room staring at you. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually on camera, so you're going to want to say your name, give your profile, launch into the scene. Sometimes if it's for like a commercial, there'll be like 2 or 3 other people in this audition with you,
right?
Other actors that you get to kind of play with, so that's fun.
That's pretty cool. I mean if you can
know.
if you can actually like interact with another actor, right. I mean that's pretty, I mean, I've cut some reels like that before, and you can, I don't know, you can really tell if someone's really going to work well together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the chemistry read, as they call it.
And it's always better when you're with a human being and not
just up there
staring blankly into a camera.
What can you tell us about the worst casting experience you've ever had?
Let me think about that.
I can tell you the worst casting experience we've had.
Please.
I don't
Were really you casting that. This, or did you go on an audition together?
Which one was it?
Well, we were casting a short film that you were putting together.
Correct.
And it wasn't necessarily bad. It was just weird because can you imagine what they were thinking when, because I wasn't there.
You were on an iPad in another state.
Yes. So
3 hours away.
Yeah, and have you ever experienced that where someone wasn't there but you were like Skyping an audition?
They do Skype auditions now and they do tape and send in.
Do you do self-tape? Have you done that?
I have a couple times.
Put yourself on tape and
Which can be even more pressure because sometimes you're just like, oh, I just like the chance that you just get to go in, you do it, and then it's over. Or you can just sit there for however long you want and be like, it's not perfect yet.
True.
I'd be excited because I wouldn't have to like drive somewhere and pay for parking and go inside for 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, I don't know, I'm not speaking from experience necessarily, but like when I go into an interview, I feel like if I just did a phone interview, I wouldn't show who I really am. Like, you have to be in the same room with me to understand, like, hey, I'm a nice guy. You know, over the phone, you don't get that. You don't get that human interaction. So
it's really always nice to be in person, even though in these days and ages, it's not always the most simple thing.
True.
But, and it's hard because there's a part of you that wants to be like, in the old days in Hollywood, there was only 20 actors going after the same role, and you were just guaranteed a movie. Yeah. But it is saturated now, but I mean, you still have that ability now to like make something and put it online. And like you said, your agency is getting swamped with these things. And instead of wanting to go to a theater in the middle of wherever, they can click on one link and within 2 seconds, they're just like, oh, this is what they're about and get to see.
We literally signed an act that way.
Yeah.
These guys were doing something on YouTube and we looked at it, and granted it was viral. They had like 9 million views on one video alone. But yeah.
Which is great. It's
the exact same thing.
Well, even from the experience that I had with, small experience that I've had with an agent, every time I meet with them or talk to them, they're always like, how's your website looking? How's your website, you know?
Yeah.
Can we click on stuff? Can we, you know, do it that way? Because
that's what they're using to sell you.
Yeah, totally. They're just sending a link and say, hey, check out this dude. It's a weird thing that the whole process is turning into such an internet business. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's quick. It's fast.
But it is very, like, you can't really judge until you're in a room with someone, I don't think.
True.
So you hope that your little YouTube video will get you in the room and then he can just... Right.
You'd hope so, and hopefully you're not an asshole.
Yeah, because you could be an awesome performer, and then you show up, and you're like, you're a total dick to everybody.
Give me a bottle of water.
Yeah.
So you hear that? Be nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean...
The nice people.
It, be nice, it goes a long way.
Really, no one's going to want to work with you again if you're a diva and an asshole.
That's very true. It's very true.
A jerk. That's what people remember.
Yeah. Yeah. And but the thing is, those people that are jerks, they don't know it because no one's going to tell them. They're just going to find out that nobody's coming to their party anytime soon.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Is that why nobody's coming to our party?
Fuck.
That's we got to... I have a lot of bridges to rebuild.
Have we been jerks?
I don't know.
No.
Monica Parrick, tell me. I've been listening very closely to a couple things that you said, maybe. Do you think that we're jerks? Try not to be too tall while you answer. So while you were doing Two and a Half Men, I'm curious.
Put me on hold.
Were you there for just one day? Did you go in for 2 days?
I believe I was there for 3 days.
3 days? Did you get one third of a triple banger, or did they put you in a room somewhere?
I was finger banged. No, okay. Oh. Really gross. I don't know who said that.
Excuse me?
No,
that's a trailer, by the way, for people.
Boop-a-doop. No, I mean...
Were they nice to you? Is everybody lovely to work with there?
Sure.
Except for Chuck, obviously.
He was not there. They were nice. James Widows directed that episode.
Ooh,
he's cool.
He's awesome.
He's around. He's still doing stuff.
He's very around.
And it was great. All the other girls were really cool and fun. And it was a good time.
Any divas?
We really can't complain. No.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I have Two and a Half Men stories that I can't share.
Oh, because I got to talk to Jane Lynch one of the days, which was great. She was there.
Oh, very cool.
I love her. I love her. That's and cool. Then I talked to her another time when I was catering a theater event. And I, like, quoted Party Down and was just, like, super awkward. And she was just like, uh-huh, great, okay. Keep doing what you're doing. All right, bye. No, she was nice, but she was busy. There was a lot going on, but... You know, I'm glad I just went for it and said something weird.
Yeah.
Instead of being like,
that's like you, JJ. You're like, you don't care. You'll say hi to anybody.
I don't give up.
We were at the Magic Castle at like 11:30 on a Tuesday night, and Neil Patrick Harris was there. And JJ just walks up to him, and he's like, "What's going on?" And Neil was like, "Hey guys, not much. How about you?"
Boom.
And that looked like they were like frat brothers or something.
I should have high-fived him.
You should have.
But no,
I like that.
We hung out. For a whole 2 minutes?
This girl kept staring at Neil and going, "If I don't get my picture with you right now, I'm going to have a heart attack." And Neil was like, I'm going to go hang out with my friends far away from where you are.
But he was very polite. He was very polite. There's a no picture policy in the Magic Castle. So he just said, well, the rules are we can't take pictures inside.
Right.
But if you catch me outside... Maybe I'll be able to take a photo.
I don't want you to die on our property.
Yeah. So
I feel like you have to pick your moments. Like, I will never approach somebody if they're eating.
Oh, no, that's that's just common sense. Unless you know them.
Yeah, if I know them, obviously. But
then you just slap their head while they're taking
a question. How are your eggs, dumbass?
They're normal people.
And Julia Roberts is like, they're like okay.
Sea bass what? Over sea bass. There.
And I got to do a photo shoot with Martin Short, and I was at another event, and he recognized me, like, a couple weeks later,
nice.
And I was so happy, he just came running into my arms, like, a little, just Martin Short, I was like, hi, and, like, picked him up and swung him around, we hugged.
I mean, he's little, right?
He's great, yeah, but he's little, of course.
Yeah, well, it's his name.
So that was nice, though, to be like, you know.
I should.
How many people do you meet in a week? And remembered me.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That's very true.
You're memorable, though.
You are.
I remember you.
I remember you, too.
Like, as soon as you walked into our house, I was like,
you know, it's this girl.
Yeah.
Right.
She molested my cat last time I was over.
Yeah.
Last time I was over? That's what fine. Leave your phone on.
Last time.
Do you have other things to do?
Are I was going to try and take a picture.
No, you can take a picture.
We have to remember to take a picture.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to take some pictures.
We have an Instagram account.
I got the long arms. Long arm Sally.
You got your selfie. You get your phone, man.
Long arm Sally.
Mm-hmm. I met Judd Apatow once, and it was, do you remember the movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Or, no, I don't remember that movie at all.
Oh, you don't? Okay, well, it was during one of those, you know those, oh, that's good. It's a good pick. She's kind of upset.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Perfect. But it was you know those, like, free movies that you can go to?
The screenings,
yeah. And then, you know, you fill out a comic card or whatever.
Done a bunch of those.
Yeah, they're fun. And sometimes the movies suck. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're amazing. And it was great. The movie was wonderful. And it didn't stray too far from what it was at the end. But he was in the lobby, full beard, and he was like talking to like two people, and it didn't look like people recognized him. And I was with two of my friends, and I was like, I'm gonna go say hi and shake his hand. And my friends were like, oh, don't do it, man, don't do it. And I'm like, whatever. And I walk up to him, and as soon as I did, they were behind me, and they're like, oh, and these are my friends. And you know. So it was
of course, because if it goes well,
I would go everywhere with you.
Yeah, yeah. So it was,
I feel like I wonder if people that are outside of the entertainment industry, like I feel like you can have that level of fame. Like people hear the name Judd Apatow or Vince Gilligan or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, "Oh, I know exactly who that person is." But if they like, they wouldn't recognize them,
right?
Right.
You know, because unless you're really like into it, like you're watching a lot of like behind the scenes stuff or interviews or whatever.
Sure.
True. I mean, they are a little bit more high profile, but I would say for most other writers, directors, you would have no idea.
Vince has a very unique voice.
Yeah.
So I'd recognize him. I'm Vince Gilligan, and I created Breaking Bad.
And
all of our sequences were shot by Monica Parrick's boyfriend. You know where the sun went down really quick?
Oh my God.
Yep, that was him. That's exactly.
I've seen pictures of him. I don't know if I would be able to.
Oh, really?
Recognize him?
He's got kind of a unique look.
Yeah.
I watched a Jonas Brothers concert with Judd Apatow.
Really?
Well, three songs. Yeah, when he was on the Tonight Show. Oh my gosh. It was Judd and Jay and Steven Tyler's daughter, Liv Tyler.
Yeah, Andrew's like a pretty big deal around
here. He is a big deal. He's a big deal. He hangs out with everybody.
I hang out with you, which is, you are the biggest deal of all. In terms of height, you are the biggest deal
of anybody. Let it down, man.
I can't. She's so JJ, tall.
It's, you know.
It's been a pleasure having you here.
Do you want to?
Are you serious?
I don't know. Do you want to play?
Come on, man.
Pursuit?
I think we should do one.
Okay. Do not quiz me on things.
No. This is going to be hilarious.
This is going to be good. Since this is a...
We do a game every show.
We try to do a game every show.
But you're our first guest where we're actually going to play a game with them. So you're setting the precedent for everybody that comes after you.
Okay, now we're going to play first to three. Right.
What the hell is that?
That's her phone.
Freaked me out.
Can we have a special guest?
I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Gotta hold it up.
Is it like FaceTiming?
No, that would be weird.
Yeah, that's super awkward.
I have an early call time in the morning, so...
Oh, that's
perfect. That's the name of the podcast. Look at that.
No.
It's the genius edition, too.
I don't know stuff, you guys.
No, you're super smart. You'll get this.
I'm smart at different kinds of things.
I'm going to find one that I know.
No, these are... But we're doing entertainment.
We're doing entertainment.
Yeah, we're not doing, like, physics questions.
But that's what I'm good at.
Physics?
How many furlongs are there in a mile and a quarter racetrack? No.
Wow.
Furlongs?
No, that's not an entertainment question. This is the genius edition.
Hey.
This is, do you?
I'm trying to get out of this.
All right, hold on.
I have to run on that treadmill.
I did that earlier. I did 2 miles.
Who collects?
This is Trivial Pursuit, by the way, for people that are listening.
Trivial Pursuit questions. This is the genius edition. I had no idea. I got this at Goodwill for like $5 and it was unopened.
Genius edition.
Game games at Goodwill. Yeah,
it's amazing. And they were all sealed and everything, so I don't feel like I'm going to get a buy disease.
I think the tip that everybody should get from this podcast is don't buy an unsealed game at Goodwill.
Diseased games at Goodwill.
Yeah.
It's going to be missing pieces.
A serious thing.
Question number one.
Why does Candyland have the setup for Mousetrap in the box? Sorry, go.
Who collected the 1973 Best Supporting Actress Oscar at the age of 10?
Jodie Foster?
Come on. Oh, close.
10.
Jamie Foster?
Jamie Foxx. No? Close.
Wait.
Yeah?
No, it's, she's also sort of tall.
I believe so.
Yes, and she was, like, sexualized.
Yep, she was pretty popular.
I know it in my
head. At the
age
of 10, she was very popular.
She was 10 in 1973?
Yep.
It's not...
Can I give hints?
I know who it is, yeah. And I can't think of her name. I see her.
Dude.
She has the last name as some... I think they're surfboards. There's a surfboard company that is her last name as well. Not spelled differently, but it's...
Yeah. Skechers. I don't know surfboards.
I know it's not Brooke Shields, but it's like kind of like that. No, not like that. It's in between Jodie Foster and Brooke Shields.
Andrew?
Wait, I know who it is. No, I know who it is.
Okay, who is it?
Alex Trebek wouldn't put up with this. You would have to...
Get one more guess.
She doesn't even get... Well, Jodie Foster was your guess.
Andrew, do you have a guess? It's only fair that he guesses this, too.
She's still, like, working? Like, is she still...
No, well, she might be... I think she might be a producer now.
Oh, okay, I don't know. Tell us now.
Tatum O'Neill.
Who?
Tatum O'Neill.
Oh, I never would have gotten that. Okay. Are you serious? Really? Yeah.
This one you'll get. This one you'll get. Monica?
What are we doing? Best out of three?
See, I stumped you guys. There's one. Right? Does that work?
So you're playing Nadav in this.
Yeah, I'm playing Nadav.
All right.
Okay. Who directed and made a cameo appearance in Chinatown?
I was talking about that movie last night.
Ah, Bruce Lee. Next question.
Wrong, Andrew. He's a famous director.
I suck really bad.
Had to flee the country for some reasons.
My boyfriend's gonna kill me.
Was it Roman Polanski?
There you
Boom.
Go.
Boom.
One for Andrew.
Badaga baduma.
I'm still learning stuff.
I wouldn't have known that except that you said that.
Oh, this is a good one. Oh. This one, I'm not gonna.
Wait, is this our third? Is this our final question? Or what's
tiebreaker?
Best out of three? Tiebreaker?
Well,
you're zero for...
Well, I was going to say best three, you know...
Three out of five?
No, I get to ask you one.
What if we do two out of ten?
Two out of ten.
What if we do ten out of two?
Okay. Well, we don't have a lot of time.
You're doing a good job. All right, so...
These are the last two.
All right. Oh, we're doing four. This could make it interesting.
Who made the musical plea... Be true to your school.
I feel like I...
Why is it... It's an entertainment. It's a music thing.
I know.
Be true to your school.
Yeah. I know, and
it's a group.
Don't know.
It's a group.
Oh, the Beach Boys.
There you go.
Look at that.
One. This is the winner.
Oh, this is it.
I just get really nervous.
This is the winner, chicken dinner. You're going to have to raise your hand because I know both of you. Are gonna try to answer.
All right. I'm just my hands up.
All right, here we go.
There's something on here.
What were Alvin, Simon, and Theodore?
I was already half up.
Monica.
You're taller. You raise your hand faster because it's already raised.
What's the answer?
Chipmunks.
That's right.
Worst chipmunk thing ever. How's my face?
So you won.
You actually won.
You were the first guest to play.
And to win.
Congratulations.
This is also my first podcast.
Really?
Is it really?
I'm a pretty hot commodity for podcasts, but...
I mean, anybody can set one up.
Yep.
I mean, look at us.
Yeah.
But, I know a few, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's compare and contrast.
But you did ours first.
I'll send you
all
the competition that's out there.
That sounds good.
Yeah. iPod. Everyone's going to be listening to it on their iPads.
She's got something.
Yeah.
Harry tries to bite the cords, too.
That's the cat.
That's where it came from.
Well, Monica.
It's me chewing cords.
Thank you for being on the show today. It's been a pleasure. And then, you know what? It's been an hour.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like we could just keep going.
We could.
I'm going.
But you have to pee. You
said, I actually do. I'm getting a little squirm.
Yeah. So, thank you.
You guys are the best. Okay. They're the best. They're the coolest, sweetest, cutest gay couple in the neighborhood.
Did you like the photo that you saw in the entryway?
Oh, my God. If everyone hasn't checked out the photos, I'm sure they'll be all over this website.
Should be. Soon enough.
They'll probably set up a gallery. I'm going to buy a billboard and put that up there.
Yes. I will go halfsies with you. We'll put like my headshot on one side of your guys' photo shoot.
That's perfect.
I think that's fair.
Well, we're going to go buy some billboard time. If that's a thing.
So everyone look out.
Yeah. So thanks for listening today.
And that's a wrap. Didn't get your fill at Craft Services and you want more? Check out earlycalltime.com for more podcasts and information pertaining to the ever-growing entertainment industry. And remember to tell your friends about us via Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.